just came back from China, and you said you were struck by the degree to which the Chinese model is working and the American model is not.
Quite frankly, China is the future.
China's the future. That's where growth is.
China is the model for all developing nations in the world.
My hope is that many countries will follow the model of China.
The Chinese model can work.
The Chinese model has worked and the American model has not.
Let's get one thing straight. Anything labeled the Chinese model feeds off of destroying personal liberty, free will, and the ability to pursue your own success. It does not belong here. Which is why what China is currently doing, technology, surveillance, and AI, should chill you to the bone. Especially since our global elites are already following in China's tech footsteps.
We can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. All of that can be decoded in the form of a simple wearable watch that can pick up that activity.
But upcoming technology goes far beyond tracking your brain activity at work. Tonight, I will show you the latest artificial intelligence that may soon become commonplace throughout American society. And I'll show you how it will fundamentally transform your entire life. Tonight, the AI revolution is here. How AI will transform your world and everything in it.
And welcome to Road Warrior Radio. No, this is not the Glenn Beck special, but we will be playing most of that today. Good morning and welcome this Thursday, February 9, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. This, I would say, is a particularly alarming broadcast, and we're going to play segments from the video. You can find it on YouTube, and it is one of the recent Glenn Beck specials. The AI revolution is here, how machines will transform your entire world, and that's episode Glenn TV episode 250. The market security state is the only market and the only state. This is the reality that we're looking at. I sort of touched on this recently. Again, this is, you know, to maintain the delicate balance of informing and, you know, motivating, shall we say, but without terrifying, is a delicate balance. Remind me, we'll try to walk that line today, but mostly this is terrifying subject matter, I have to admit. Remind me again, Revelation 19 and Psalm 2 notwithstanding, who is ultimately the God of war on earth? And so, with that in mind, we live in a world where we perceive boundaries, but they are, it's kind of like a maze or a labyrinth. We're walking around in a maze, and there are folks who sit above the maze, so to speak, and there are no walls to them. And so when we think of national boundaries and things, that's kind of it's a false precept that is maintained intentionally to deceive people, short-sighted. There has long been collaboration. Remember when Michael Rupert said that the intelligence agencies are the financial markets, and the intelligence agencies were created in large part for that reason? And there are other, you know, Five Eyes becomes 14 Eyes becomes, well, we all collaborate and conspire and steal from one another. You know, World War II should have taught us a lot about that. Major Racy Jordan's diaries and so forth. So this, we are in a state of total war, and most people don't even realize that there is a war going on. But that's the reality of the situation, unfortunately. We are, all of us, besieged, unless you are a tech mogul. Unless you're a Davos attendee, basically, you are in the crosshairs. We will not be taking calls today, and we will make every effort to squeeze in approximately 75 minutes worth of clips. We're not going to make it. Chances are we'll overflow to tomorrow. Be that as it may, I think it's important enough to do it that way. So that's what we're going to do. As we go through this morning's broadcast, keep in mind the words of Revelation 13. In fact, if you're listening in the archives, I would encourage you to read Revelation chapter 13. And you may recall conversations that I had, particularly with folks like John in Tennessee, when John would say, I will never accept or take, and I would respectfully say, with all due respect, when I read Revelation 13, 16, and he causeth all, this is the King James, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. When I read causeth, I don't see where it's optional. So I would encourage you just to sort of keep that in mind as we go through this morning's broadcast. And on that note, here we go. Buckle up.
What is it? What does it mean fundamentally to be American? We came here. Our whole society is built on ownership and being free. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope run free. Okay. What is happening to our society right now? Well, there are two kinds of people, and there are sheep, and these are spotted sheep. They're definitely not cattle. These are definitely, cattle would have horns. Let me brush that horn off. These are sheep. And at one point, the sheep were like, we're free, we can go wherever we want. And then the rancher, for the sheep's protection, decided to put them in a pen, okay? But they're still free to roam around in the pen, but not out here. It's dangerous out here. And the farmer might have had a really good, you know, the best of intentions. I mean, he's going to eat them. But, I mean, until he eats them, you know, he'll take care of them. So he's protecting them. He's being a good rancher. Who's a good rancher? You are, yeah. Now, if there's a storm coming, as I am a rancher, what do I do? If there's a big storm, because storms freak the little animals out. They're like, oh my gosh. And they could, if they had horns, they could kill each other. So I know as a good rancher, I don't want that to happen. So I take them out from the pen, the little fence that I put around them, and I immediately put them in here. And I'm like, come on, little cows. And they don't want to go in there. But I know best because I'm the rancher. So I, come on, little cows. I'll do anything I can to get them in here and then just jam the doors closed. See? It's just that easy. And I'm doing it with good intention. I am going to eat the animals, yes. But I want to protect them, okay? And I even have, it's a farm, so I have wind power on the... Well, some assembly required, and that works probably as well as wind power does. Okay, only reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is because sheep and ranchers. Sheep and ranchers. Why would people put them in a pen? I can honestly say because I'm trying to protect them because they're dumb cattle or dumb sheep, okay?
All right, so... That probably sounds familiar, may sound familiar to the Brian and Jenna's who are listening, for example, vis-a-vis the wild and free pigs of the Okefenokee Swamp. But wait, it's, you know, and this, when you have created a communitarian reality that is predicated on the, you know, All of this obviously factors in the system that was intentionally created to be broken. None of this, by the way, is by accident. We can go back into the, you know, turn of the 20th century, coming forward, and, you know, all of the sci-fi literature from the early 20th century forward, and everything foreshadows all of this. But when you create a system that is predicated on the P2OG meets R2P model, where, you know, the proactive preemptive operations group in this case is going around causing problems in, you know, a provocateur sort of fashion, and then R2P says we have a responsibility to protect or even to prevent the problems that we are creating, well, then you can expect to see what Glenn is talking about. And that's the mindset that big corporate leadership has now. So, continuing. This is about to get scary, though, I would say. Go ahead, please.
Set that aside for a second. The world is about to dramatically change. I've been talking about this since the 1990s. This is one thing that has fascinated me, the coming technology. And it is time to tell you now, I have told you this is coming. We are now walking through the doorway. We are at the door and we're halfway into the house. Once we get into the house, it will be breathtaking. But I want you to understand, everything I'm going to show you is here. And the only way to stop it is to decide, am I going to go there or not? Technology is racing way beyond what we're prepared for. We are babies in a bomb factory. It is lapping government's ability to figure out what to do with it. And that's assuming government is on the side of the people, not the ranchers, who are going to eat you. But don't worry, we're taking care of you first, all right? The World Economic Forum is fast becoming the human version of those big annual tech or auto shows that you get a preview of the latest innovations. If you want to preview coming attractions for humanity and you, all you have to do is watch the WEF's Davos conference. We did, so you didn't have to. Let me show you what I mean here. This is from a seminar at Davos last month by Duke professor Nita Ferhani. Watch.
You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that appears whenever you're overloaded with pleasure. Your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours.
Right.
You can see your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break.
Did you notice what it said on the screen right there? Brain break. You've got to have a brain break because you're getting fatigued. But it also says required. Required. The little monitor goes off. Hey, you're getting too stressed out. Brain break required. Okay, so then what do? Watch.
Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team.
Oh, no.
Whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about.
Right.
Given the policy against intra-office
romance. Right, there's policies.
But you can't help fantasizing just a little.
Oh, that t-shirt.
But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity.
Hold it just a second. So, wait a minute. Now I find out that there's somebody in another room watching everybody's brain activity. But I'm just daydreaming about that guy. There's no way he's going to... I mean, they're not going to know that, right? Watch.
Your attention back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus.
Yes.
When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, the government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud.
Not me.
Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with.
Oh, my gosh.
You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived.
Huh.
Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Mm. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
What you feel, it's all just data. Data that in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence.
Wow.
There you go. Nita Farani breaking down spying spying on and stealing your every thought, every emotion, every impulse. Terrifying. On a somewhat lighter note, and like Glenn is saying, I mean, this is stuff that's already here. It's been here for a while, actually, and you'll kind of hear that throughout. And we've been warned about this for years and years. On a somewhat lighter note, is it me or did Nita Farani sound there like Cassidy something to the effect of Hutchinson? Just maybe it's just me. So next segment, you are nothing more. You are data. You are nothing more than data, and all your data are belong to us. Go ahead, please.
That's a good thing because, you know, I talked to Ray Kurzweil back in the early 2000s and I said, you know, people are alive. He said, it'll never be death because we'll just download you. And I'm like, that's data. And he's like, that's what people are, data. Ah, they're seeing it now, too. Oh, that's great. You're not a unique person with a soul, wonderfully created in the image of God. You're data. And I like to keep you right in here. Now, did you hear the evil danger in that worldview? You're reduced to data. You can be hacked and reprogrammed, or reprogrammed when necessary. If your actual thoughts can be decoded and exposed, well, then you'd be stripped of your humanity. You're just a pulsating cell, a blob plugged into the matrix. You're sheep, and we will eat you. But right now, you're useful. Grow some more sweater stuff for us, will ya? Now, who is she talking to here? Well, good news, it's an audience of ranchers. These are corporate leaders worried about optimization. How are they going to make the next buck? How are we going to become more efficient? Well, if you're one of them and you're worried, how do I keep my workers at work and my worker population under control? Well, this is it. George Orwell wrote about thought crime in his novel 1984, but even he did not dream of this brainwave technology that is on the market and available today. This is a solution tailor-made for ranchers. Ah, the sheep are plotting something. It's a way to control those dangerous thoughts that sheep have. You won't own your thoughts, and you'll be happy. Huh. You know, I remember a little thing. Remember when the WEF, that guy wrote, you know, the little opinion piece? And he was like, hey, I don't own anything. It's 2030, and I don't even own my thoughts or my dreams. There is no such thing as privacy, but it's worth it because it's safe. That's what they're talking about. Nothing, even your dreams.
So, a terrifying picture. Orwell's 1984 on steroids. I disagree entirely with the notion that this tech was unforeseen, by the way, which is something you keep hearing. As I said, long foreseen, long foreshadowed in sci-fi come reality. Speaking of said and Kurzweil, remember Bill Joy wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us? It was published April Fool's Day, April 1, 2000, after a brief visit with Ray Kurzweil and reading the section, you know, the excerpt from Kaczynski's manifesto all those years ago. 22 years ago, 23 years ago. Stick around, we'll be right back.
What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, welcome back. We are going to suspend as much as we can so we squeeze in everything that we can. Again, this is, I would say, a terrifying broadcast. Not intentionally, but the subject matter demands our attention. We're playing clips from Glenn Beck's Glenn TV episode 250 primarily, with some other stuff interspersed here and there. We'll get to that. But the title of the video you can find on YouTube, The AI Revolution Is Here, How Machines Will Transform Your Entire World, Glenn TV episode 250. Again, this is stuff we've been hearing about for a long time. Have we been paying attention? And doubtful. So next segment, what this tech already can do, Nita Farani explains. Go ahead, please.
Now, I want to show you the part where she explains what this tech already can do.
What you're seeing here is my brain activity while I'm wearing a simple device like the one on the right. We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. Using consumer wearable devices. These are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear. We can pick up emotional states, like are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account.
I wonder if they can read my face right now. What is it Glenn Beck is thinking? And I have my tramp stamp tattoo on the back of my ear, too. Okay, so using AI, you can decode faces you're thinking of. It can figure out who you're secretly in love with. It talks later about how great this is going to be for dating. The PIN number to your bank account. But don't worry, because it doesn't require creepy implants. It's cute. Totally wearable. And it comes in your favorite colors, too, I bet. Notice how she relates it to something you're already familiar with by calling it a Fitbit, but for the brain. Then she goes on to talk about security. How you'll need to keep this on and use it to keep you safe.
A simple wearable hat that has embedded electrode sensors that would pick up brainwave activity and give a score between 1 to 5 to help the employer and the employee know what stage of alertness the person was experiencing.
Amen.
And whether or not they were starting to fall asleep. Now, you might think, okay, we have driver assist technology in cars already. Yeah, Why do we need this?
Right.
It's because this happens much sooner, much more accurately, and it gives you the real-time information that you need in order to make choices to intervene before a person is perilously exhausted. And we as a society should want that. We should want a technology that enables us to be safer.
Amen. Safety first. That's why I put them in the barn.
Yikes. Yikes. Did you hear that? It gives you the real-time information that you need in order to make choices to intervene. Who is intervening? I mean, she's talking to the Davos set. Probably worthwhile to mention some of Nita Farani's other contributions. Professor of Law and Philosophy at Duke, as Glenn Beck mentioned. Director of Duke Science and Society. In 2010, she was appointed by Obama to the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues, which we know is how can we shove this boot down your throat? She was at the World Science Festival. Speaking of which, you can hear her in the Designer Genes Fashioning Our Biological Future talk, which obviously reminds me of things like Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution, and the new kinder, gentler eugenics, as Fukuyama puts it. There's that video, What is the Fourth Industrial Revolution? You can listen to her talking on that short video. And then this piece that she was featured in, Amitai Etzioni's January 5, 2021 piece in the National Interest titled Don't Let Individual Rights Luddites Stop Coronavirus Vaccine Passports. Don't let individual rights Luddites stop coronavirus vaccine passports, which is a sort of chilling echo of Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines and basically a sort of mockery of Ted Kaczynski. And most people don't understand the background and history of Ted Kaczynski. He wasn't just some crazy guy. He was, again, you know, someone who was victimized by this technology decades and decades ago, or the impetus that underlies it. Ted Kaczynski tried to warn us all, and his methods of, you know, trying to put a stop to things, you know, most of us find disagreeable for obvious reasons, but he was trying to say to his fellow academics, essentially, you guys should know better. You guys know better. And so, you know, he experienced this firsthand decades ago, essentially, you might say. And tried to warn us all. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, welcome back. Once again, we are playing excerpts from Glenn Beck's the video you can find on YouTube, episode 250 of Glenn TV, the AI revolution is here, how machines will transform your entire world. We're suspending the bump-ins, as you've probably heard, to squeeze more of this in. We're trying to squeeze in about 75 minutes worth of clips. It's a lot, but the subject matter demands it, I think. And we've been warned a long time. This stuff has been foreshadowed, but it's here. We're going to intersperse some other stuff, but you know, this is all in an effort to try to squeeze in as much of this as we can. Chances are it's going to roll into tomorrow's broadcast, but be that as it may, we will continue on. And as I said at the opening of today's broadcast, we will not be taking calls today in an effort to squeeze in as much as we can. And As I also said, I would keep in mind the words of Revelation chapter 13, and particularly Revelation 13:16, and the word causeth in the King James. In other words, not optional. These are sobering things to think about. So, and again, as I said in the last segment, speaking of Nita Farani and the mindset that sort of underlies all of this, again, if you go read the piece, Amitai Etzioni's piece, Don't Let Individual Rights Luddites Stop Coronavirus Vaccine Passports. This is the devil saying, you know, don't let anyone stop you from enslaving yourself and one another. This is the tyranny of the communitarian mindset, trying to, you know, the danger of the democratic voice, so to speak, you know, the tyranny of the many inflicted upon the few. So, with that said, continuing, where this always leads, go ahead, please.
So this is classic Ranger talk right here, telling you what you should want, and it's for your safety. By the way, those hats are already in use in factories in China. So the person behind the glass can be like, uh-oh, Wang Nun is getting a little sleepy, and it gives you a little jolt. Isn't that great? China is the new model, you know. This is how technology will be justified and sold to keep you safe and create safer, more effective workplaces. But you know where this leads, right? It leads to two places. One, efficiency in the workplace. We gotta keep them moving. It will always be monitoring so it knows when you're paying attention, when you're asleep, when you're awake. It's Santa Claus from hell. It'll shock you or nudge you back to work. That's great. But it also has the extra added benefit of being ESG and CRT compliant, because our culture demands compliance with the far-left agenda now. It is their religion. We just need some incense.
There you go. So it'll shock you or nudge you back to work. That's great, but it also has the extra added benefit of being ESG and CRT compliant, because our culture demands compliance with the far left agenda now. Again, you know, after all, China is the model, right? Which is terrifying. And there's more, obviously, but next segment, Brain Files, your own personal, or maybe 320 personal Alexandrias. Go ahead, please.
Recently in Georgia, a police officer was suspended for making a Facebook post supporting traditional marriage. How dare him? He received a written reprimand from his department, and he decided to resign. Good for you. Now imagine if they had this brainwave thingy instead of having to go through the social media post. Todd, we've noticed in your brainwaves here you're having thoughts about, dare I say it, traditional marriage. You really need to get back on the program. Just give Todd a little shock and he's back to thinking about rainbows and drag queens and all things that good little sheep and cattle think about. By the way, if you spend any time online, you have a personal file already that is far more dangerous and extensive than anything J. Edgar Hoover could have wanted in his wildest dreams. Google collects 39 different data points on individuals, more than any of the five big tech companies, but they're gathering it too. But it's never really quite enough. You've heard about the Library of Alexandria. Oh, is it going to be a history lesson again? I hate history. It was massive. All of the books and knowledge of the entire ancient world, all in one library. It was a wonder of the world. According to futurist Kevin Kelly, the data on you will fill an average of 320 of those libraries. But I don't have that much to tell. Oh, yes, you do. And there's more of you to be captured yet. And the capturing of this next data allows you to control and be right in this safe little barn. And you don't have any fingers, so you can't open anything up with doorknobs.
There you go. Are we listening to this? Are we paying attention? We'll interject something in a minute, but I mean, this is thought crime is here. Future crime is here. According to futurist Kevin Kelly, Google's data on you will fill an average of 320 Alexandria libraries. I mean, we're into just sort of incomprehensible territory. This is the counterfeiting of God's omniscience. That's what's going on here. The God of total war is in full effect. Next, virtual augmented reality, the next frontier. Go ahead, please.
The next frontier is virtual and augmented reality. Oh, it's sure, it's all fun and games until it's used against you. Watch.
With AR glasses, I think that the key here is to communicate with our computers in a way that is intuitive at an entirely new level.
It's great.
The wrist is a great starting point for us technologically because it opens up new and dynamic forms of control.
Yeah.
This is where some of our core technologies like EMG come into play.
Right.
Neural interfaces, when they work right, and we still have a lot of work to go here.
We do, Ty.
Feel like magic.
Oh, it is magic, isn't it? It's magic. It's amazing how magical these magic devices really are. Notice you got the watch, kind of like a Fitbit. Remember she said it could be right on your wrist and it could monitor everything. Anyway, but it has one of those things too, and it's next level technology. It's a device being marketed that you're going to want the big tech sucking more information out of your soul because it feels like magic. Later this year, Apple is set to release their version of this Magic, their first AR-VR headset. It will use internal and external cameras to track your eye and hand movements. And they're just going to do that because it's easy to manipulate, you know, when there's a giant pyramid there in the room that you want to spin. So you'll be able to do it, and it'll project it in real spaces. Or if you're in another room with other people, you can call a friend on your headset or your glasses, and it will look just like they're standing in the room with everyone else. These headsets, to start, are $3,000. Well, it's like a big screen TV. That's going to come down. Eventually, it's going to be so cheap, everyone will have one. Apple is relatively trustworthy with your privacy compared to the other big tech companies, but that's not a very high bar. They really stand out when it comes to tracking your activities on their devices. They just don't share it that we know of. Now imagine the glut of tracking data that they will get from just a couple of weeks of someone using their new headset, tracking every single eye and hand movement. What that means, when you go to a website and you see a beautiful woman or a hot guy, whatever, you know, or it could be a magical unicorn that's neither male or female. I don't know, whatever. When you see that come on the screen, where do your eyes go first? What is it you look at? What's the second thing you see? Let's just use this for your perfect person. You're looking at a woman and you're like, holy cow, and your eyes go right to where your eyes always go, and then it goes someplace else, and then eventually maybe it makes it to a face. I don't know. It's up to you. But I'll know all of that if I can just track your eye data for just a few minutes. I will know everything I need to know about you. This kind of tracking will know you better than you know yourself. You merge all of that personal data with AI, and you have a perfectly catered experience every single time. And that experiment and experience can be used two ways. It can give you a great experience, or it can give you this great experience that changes you on the inside.
Yeah, okay, so again, we've talked about all of this, haven't we? Backing up to the 1550 mark opens up new and dynamic forms of control. Control being the operative word there. And in a subtle, manipulative, artful sort of way, I spoke again recently about Lamarckian epigenetics, how Google is, I mean, do we not understand this is total war? And it's a very sinister form because it's entirely psychological in nature. It's not kinetic, and therefore most people don't recognize it as war. Google's selfish ledger and the Lamarckian epigenetics efforts, the digital panopticon, isn't that what we're hearing here? What is a panopticon? It's a prison. This is a prison. I want to give you a couple of clips. I want to interject a couple of things here real quick. Remember when Klaus Schwab talked to Sergey Brin? We played this recently back at the 2017 Davos, the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab said, can you imagine? Remember when he said this? Go ahead, please.
Data, digital tools at the service of medical and biological progress and advancing very fast. But can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think...
Okay. So, you know, I posed this recently, but again, question. If everyone has brain implants and is sharing the hive mind, or what Marvin Minsky called the society of mind, then why would there be any need for Schwab to tell a fellow panelist? Think about it. Sergey Brin. Is he talking to Sergey Brin like a plebe? And Schwab is a plebe ultimately in the power structure, but why would there be any need for Schwab to tell fellow panelist, not the audience, but fellow panelist Sergey Brin, how the audience is feeling? And again, let that rhetorical question sink in for a moment. I mean, this is, you are witnessing right out of plain sight in real time the kind of end game of the Nietzschean bent, will to power, the Übermensch. This is something we've been hearing about for a long time, but obviously haven't taken seriously. And again, you know, I've talked about this in different areas. The Bolshevik contingent, for example, might makes right, dear comrades. And if you are not mighty, well, so the rhetorical answer to the rhetorical question, I think, becomes immediately clear. The plebes will be monitored, the Übermensch will not, at least not publicly, like the plebes. And again, I would remind folks that Martin Caden wrote The God Machine, 1968 sci-fi novel, and Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Eric Schmidt, Ray Kurzweil, Sergey Brin, Elon Musk, and friends. You know, Elon benefits as much from all of this as anybody else. He's the guy who says, you know, we're summoning the demon, but, you know, if we merge with the demon, then that's the only way to survive. That's what Elon Musk said. Remember? So he's not the savior. He is from a technocratic family as well. So this is why I've been saying recently, the question is always, and as it has always remained, who is in charge? Who decides? I think we will sort of shuffle things around. I want to play a bit of Edward Snowden, but we don't have time in this segment, I guess. I don't know. I suppose we could... I think we will hold off on Snowden for now, and maybe we should play the next segment of Glenn Beck. I think, no, we barely have time for that, I think. Let's try that. Can we do that? Neo-fascist.
Or until you step out of line, you know, you step on something you shouldn't, look into something, think something. You make a social media post about traditional marriage. You tweet something skeptical about the latest vaccine, and the federal agency really needs compliance from people in certain... So it leans on Apple. It cracks open your massive data file, which is already over 300 or 3,000 of those libraries, okay? The left's favorite wall is the supposed wall separation between church and state. But what about the wall that separates state with big business and big tech? Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist. Well, what could possibly go wrong here? Because remember, the sheep are in the barn. Well, here's the Davos brainwave lady once again.
Done well, neurotechnology has extraordinary promise.
Oh.
Done poorly, it could become the most oppressive technology we've ever introduced in a wide scale across society.
That's fantastic. So we're not really, I mean, we don't have to look into it. It done well, but you got all the big governments involved in it. So done well, it's going to be fantastic. Done poorly, the most oppressive thing men have ever seen. Oh, well, these experiments usually go well with governments involved. I mean, I don't think we're rolling the dice too much. I'm willing to bet it all on red, aren't you? We already have a shining example of how this is being used to oppress people. And I'm going to show it to you next.
We prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexicans, the snowflakes, and woke.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh,
yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee. And I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee. And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So we have just enough time to squeeze in one more little bit of the Glenn Beck video that we're playing. And so here you go.
We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation. The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
Oh, Klaus, thank you for never failing to deliver the creepiness, you know. China is the model. China's the model? Really? Because I don't like that model. That's the progressive elites around the world. They've been saying it for years. So, for the moment, let's take them at their word. If China is the model for the world, what does that mean? What does that mean? What's coming for humanity? Well, first, there's the left's fascination with Chinese cities, how they're redesigning them, showing the rest of us rubes how to be civilized. The top feature of these cities is their massive surveillance network. It's estimated that half of the 1 billion surveillance cameras in the world are in China. All of that surveillance is enhanced with artificial intelligence software, because metadata, you can't tell anything. But once you can get down to the granular level, and AI helps you do that, China's President Xi said that he wants China to achieve AI supremacy by 2030. According to a report in The Economist, his strategy includes, quote, an unprecedented rise in the number of new tech companies. The government is nurturing thousands of groups, big and small, in the fields of data science, network security, and robotics. One Chinese city registered over 2,500 new AI development companies in 2021 alone. A northern Chinese city has registered over 860 new companies, all focused on robotics. The showcase of China's strategy is a brand new city called Zhang'an. It's about 60 miles south of Beijing. You know, you just hang a left. The government has been building it from scratch over the past 5 years. President Xi has called the city his, quote, personal initiative and part of his thousand-year plan of national significance. Yavo! China's city of the future has been described as three cities. There's the city on the ground, the city underground, and the city in the cloud. According to the Foreign Policy Report, the city in the cloud is the city's, quote, digital twin, a virtual copy that is being built alongside the actual city's construction. The digital twin is supposed to allow for algorithm-driven management of traffic and urban systems relying on pervasive surveillance technology. Now, the report in The Atlantic says, quote, server farms across China will soon be able to hold multiple angles of high-definition footage of every moment of every Chinese person's life. Wow, we won't have to bring a camcorder. Not only will they have the footage, they'll have every detail, every stat, every single fact. Indeed, the city won't be the only thing that has a digital twin. You will too.
And on that note, we wrap up the hour. I mean, I don't know about you, terrifying stuff. The Chinese model, surveillance tech overdrive, Klaus Schwab. We have to define the world we want. Are you hearing any of this? The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model. Next up, ESG stuff. I told you earlier, ESG is a massive shift of wealth. Our blood is being drained in America. The lifeblood of our economy. The vampires are sucking us dry and shifting. The blood bank is going to China. So that and more when we come back. Second hour, come up, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.